Hello. Well, I'm still getting over the fact that I didn't think that my little Tascam recorder that I record these podcasts, I thought that it had broke. Kept on pressing the power on button and nothing was happening. And I thought, oh no, you know, electronics have gone. It hasn't helped that recently I lost the graphics card in my computer. It suddenly went pop. And I'd had the card a lot of years, about 8 years. Needed replacing anyway, but it's always a bit of a pain when electronics finally give up the ghost, and I think I was probably feeling a bit vulnerable. So anyway, it turned out that there was a lock on the recorder, and for some reason that was interfering with, well, basically it was locking the whole of the device from turning on. So at least we managed to sort that issue out. I hope everybody's been keeping well. And it's a nice July summer day here where I am. And there's been lots going on, so we'll get on with it. I've got three podcast links. I've actually got four. I've got a bonus one, but I won't mention that in the podcast. That'll be a little bit of a surprise. But I'll put it in the podcast notes. And, you know, they're four very good links. But the ones I will mention, there's some images taken in an industrial part of the Melbourne suburb in Australia, which are quite interesting. There's also some Eve Arnold images, which are always great to look at. And then there's also a bit of a photo mystery. A photo of three girls who were coming to the UK to escape Nazi oppression. They were Jewish, and they've been in a photo that's quite prominent in a museum, and but their names weren't known, and it's recently come to light who they are. So it's rather nice haul. A heartwarming story, if I can actually say it. Right, so we'll get down to the business of what's been going on and a bit of housekeeping. So at the moment, I'm sort of still going through my Northumberland work. There was a lot of photographs there that worked really well. Still adding them to Redbubble. There's been a bit of a gap adding them to Redbubble. But once I get all of them added there, I'm going to start with a couple of sites that I've sort of not been updating as regular as I should be, and as it's a matter of catch-up. One of them's IAM, and the other one is 500px. So I think that's basically what I'm going to do with that. It's going to be an absolute pain to catch up, but I need to do it, and I think that's a job probably for over the summer period. Just getting those images uploaded there and potentially available places like Getty Images if they select them to put them, add them to their groups of images and things. And that way I can earn some money from them. But also it's a kind of little working on my memorial, you could say. All of these websites and things eventually might go. I'm going to be talking about Twitter and thoughts on that. I did mention in the last podcast, but there's been one or two dramatic sort of developments. That's the word I was looking for. But yeah, it's sort of nice to have some work in place that hopefully will carry on after I've gone. We've got no guarantees about things, especially as I'm not a famous magnum photographer, but you know, you can try, and if a few of my images make it through, even if it's one or two of the good ones, that's still a result. Richard Flint, the photographer, is shown to at least existed a little bit at some point. So we'll start off with the website, because the website's had quite a bit of search engine optimization, a bit of tidying up. Some of the text has been done just to make it more readable. and just to update things. It's amazing how information gets out of date and how quickly it does. Search engine optimization has been tidied up. And also I've been really pleased with how much faster the website is. It does seem as though it's bearing fruit. It does seem as though, you know, it's working, getting better ranking with Google. So I'm pleased with that. Bit of a work in progress still, but generally speaking, I think it's worked out quite nicely. Probably the big thing that's happened recently is, well, basically Twitter. As you may remember in the last podcast that I made about a month ago, I was talking about how Twitter had sort of like developed, and I was trying to get myself back into using the platform again. I tweeted every now and again, and there were still things going out. But there's been one or two changes that have been made to the API, which restricts its use. WordPress no longer sends a nice little automatic tweet, creates an automatic tweet on Twitter. That's finished. And I noticed this week that the tweets are not appearing on the website anymore. Now, I've been using WordPress for a long time, since 2011. Actually, a bit before that, because I started using WordPress.com before that. So I've probably been using WordPress as long as I've been using Twitter, and both of them have always sort of gone hand in hand. I've always tried to make sure that anything posted to WordPress goes onto Twitter. And also the idea of having websites where they basically they're all roads lead to the website. The website is essentially a one-stop shop for everything that's going on with my photography, new images, what I'm doing on social media, that kind of thing. And you can't really do that with Twitter anymore. In fact, in the website design, it was sort of highlighted a bit. There was always that area in the bottom right-hand corner of richardflintphoto.com that was an area put aside to Twitter and my most recent tweet. And that stopped working. In fact, all of it stopped working. So at the moment, it's just coming up with sort of like a blue button. Doesn't look very nice. There's not really very much I can do about a lot of areas of the website. I'm going to see whether the API gets turned back on. Somehow I'm doubting it. I think that it's probably a way of them saving money and also controlling where some of that information goes, I think. But I'll be very surprised if they actually turn it back on. So things were further complicated again when Threads arrived. Now, Threads is Instagram's version of Twitter. And it's looking quite promising. It's quite basic at the moment. Probably going to be developed a lot further than it is. Certainly going to be monetized at some point. But it looks as though it could be a good replacement for Twitter. And I don't say that lightly. I've been with Twitter since 2008, 2009. It was really exciting at first. Gradually over the years, Twitter has sort of like changed, not always for the good. But I'm kind of getting to the point where I think that I need to make a change, especially when things starting to be cut out. You know, the API being changed so that tweets weren't created for WordPress posts, fair enough. I think there was a way that they could go around that, make some sort of work together with some of these content management systems. But they didn't want to. So I was okay with that, but it actually not displaying on the website, I think, is a bit of an own goal for Twitter. I think it antagonises the very people who are using the platform. And we all like seeing, you know, our tweets, our micro blogs on our website as well. It's like I say, a lot of us use our websites as a one-stop shop, an overview of what we're doing online. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we will probably end up with Threads at some point. So I'm just keeping an eye out at the moment. I put a post on the website called Twitter Blues, which basically goes into a bit of detail about it. Generally speaking, everything is still up in the air with Twitter. And to be honest, I can't see things improving over the summer. I will be very surprised if a few of the decisions are backtracked. I think they're here to stay. So we'll just have to carry on with that. So that's the Twitter situation. I think as soon as I'm able to, and as soon as there's some widgets and plugins and things that will be able to display my threads on the website, I will be switching over to that, because one of the other things is it seems as though it's a lot more stable. Twitter is just going through, it's almost like a drowning man, you know, we're thrashing out, drowning person thrashing out. Some of the decisions just seem rather strange. So yes, so that's that. The other thing you might have noticed is a bit of a change to the naming conventions for these podcasts. Rather than just do them by, just say, you know, the Richard Flint Photography Podcast for July or August 2023, I've decided to go down a route where it doesn't actually mention the month. And the reason for this is I think it just makes it easier for me, because these aren't always released often in time for the month that they're supposed to correspond to. It's my bad, but sometimes that's just the way that it works. So what I've decided to do is just change them with the last one, and it seems to work better. I think it's more descriptive about what people can expect from the podcast as well. So we'll carry on with that, although I have no idea what I'm going to name this podcast, but I'll probably come up with something semi-witty, he says. So that is basically it at the moment. It's sort of like all being search engine optimization, going through the editing of the photography and other things. So not exactly hugely exciting, but, you know, essential stuff. Right. And we'll go through these links, and then we should be able to keep, hopefully, this little podgram to under 15 minutes, he says. So the first one I'm going to mention is Rolodor Morabin Makers at Work. This is work by Penny Stevens, a photographer, and she went and documented the people who inhabit little factories in the city's industrial southeast. And it's a fascinating series of images just showing artists working and people working with metal and things. I wish there was a few more images that are shown, but, you know, there's always going to be restrictions with photography's work. But it's a really nice, interesting project. Bit different. Upbeat. Showing people who are usually hidden away. A lot of artists and things usually sort of like hide away and aren't often shown in their working environment. They tend to prefer it that way, I think, a lot of the time. But yeah, it's certainly worth having a look at Penny's work. The next one, this is a bit of a classic. This is Eve Arnold's work, Brothels, Bartenders and Film Stars. Some really, really great human interest and, I suppose you could say, famous people portraits. But Eve Arnold always had this ability to bring the humanity out in people, even the famous. And she just had a wonderful eye for finding an image, sometimes quite heartbreaking, sometimes very poignant, very timeless, basically. So certainly worth having a look at that. That's on the Guardian. And I would certainly recommend having a look at the Guardian Art and Design section, because it does have a lot of really good photography. That's where these first two links have come from. But the last link that I'm going to mention in the podcast is The Mystery of the Holocaust, Escape Girls, Sold After 84 Years. It's a wonderful story about a photo that was relatively well known. It was up in museums and things like that, displayed. Three little girls just come over from Germany, left their families behind in some cases, and they were unknown for 84 years. They didn't know who they were. It was just referred to as, you know, the three girls. And someone has managed to find out who they are. Unfortunately, some of them are still living at the moment. And, you know, it's a fantastic human interest story, really well put together, and just goes to show that, you know, Second World War is still giving up some of its secrets. And one of the interesting things was that the photographer himself was a bit of a mystery as well. They've got the second name, but other than that, they have a good idea of who it is, but it's not like the image, you know, has got his name stamped on it. So, you know, they're sort of like 90% sure that it's him. But it's quite interesting that the photographer is equally sort of a bit of a mystery, as well as the three girls that he photoed. So, fantastic image. Take a look at that on the BBC website. And again, they have a very good photography area called In Pictures that is well worth a look through. So that's it for today. And I'm past, I'm coming up to 17 minutes. I'm terrible at this keeping time, aren't I? But anyway, that's it for this podcast. I'm hoping to be back with another podcast a little bit later that was supposed to, a bit later this month, that I was supposed to record last month about my Northumberland trip, but it was, I got a bit of podcast block and didn't really know how to go about it, but I think I've worked it out in my head now, where I'm going to be talking about some of my favourite images shot in Northumberland recently. So that should be coming out in a week or two or three, something like that. So until then, thank you very much for listening, and I will be back very soon.